Hey, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. Today I want to talk to you about the SQL Server BI Semantic Model Lifecycle with Power Pivot and Power View, some new features in SQL Server 2012. And what we're going to do today is look at the BI Semantic Model. The BI Semantic Model comes from something like a Power Pivot workbook that gets data from various data sources. That BI Semantic Model then can get published to SharePoint. And that SharePoint model can then be consumed by other users that want to look at it as Analysis Services Cube. Maybe someone wants to look at it as PowerView or Excel Services. And then you might want to export that Power Pivot workbook with the BI semantic model to things like Visual Studio or SQL Server to leverage the new tabular data model. Once you have it in the BI semantic model, it can be leveraged through a new end-user reporting tool called PowerView. PowerView is very visual. It's a fantastic design experience, and it's driven from a metadata standpoint through the BI semantic model. It's always presentation ready as well. So let's just take a quick look at what that would be. You'd have your BI semantic model on the right, the ability to drag and drop things onto the canvas, and it's a very fun, snappy user interface. So what we're going to do is we're going to create an Excel workbook. I'm going to come into Excel and create a new workbook. So I've got a new workbook here. I'm going to go to Power Pivot and pull in a bunch of data through the Power Pivot window. This will allow us to pull data from things like SQL Server if we want. So let's go ahead and create a SQL Server connection. And that SQL Server connection, I'm going to pull in some data. I could also pull that in through not only SQL Server, but I could do a data mashup if I wanted through things like Oracle, Teradata, Flat Files, ODBC, whatever kind of database you want. So in this case, I'm going to pull in some sales data, and I'm going to pull in related tables as well. This is smart enough to enforce the entity relationship model, and it's going to give us the ability to create dimensions and facts that can be sewn together through a singular BI semantic model. This has an ETL tool built into it. So once this import is done, it's going to give us the ability to look at all these tables here as well as create pivot tables on the front end. We've got a sales table here. You can see that we can extend that. So we have lots of different values here. What I'm going to do is I've got some columns here that I don't like, so I'm going to delete these columns. We'll go ahead and hit yes to that. As well, we've got a sales amount column right here. With that sales amount, what I want to do is I'm going to create and extend the data model here. So I'm going to say fact, internet sales, and what we'll do is go to sales amount. We'll multiply that times, say, a random number, and we'll multiply that times 1,000. So all we're doing here is creating new calculated columns that we can leverage in the context of this model. And I'm going to do the same thing to add a little more variety. So let's just go in here, take this same formula, create a new calculated column, and then again we're going to have some data that we can play with from a measure standpoint. You can also look at this data from a diagram standpoint. So if you want, you can see that we've got all the different tables here. We can shrink down the view a little bit if we want and look at things like the date table, for instance. So let's go ahead and maximize that. And what we want to do is be able to filter this on specific columns in our UI experience. So let's go ahead and grab all these. We're going to hide everything but calendar year. So I'll right-click on that, hide that from client tools. And what this is going to do, so when we go to Power View, all we're going to see is calendar year show up for the date dimension. So let's go ahead and wait for this to finish. So that's done now. What we're going to do is we're going to minimize this, and you can right-click on here, say go to the data if you want. What we'll do is go back to our fact internet sales and just kind of check this data out. We've got things like sales amount, we've got order quantity. So again, with order quantity, you can do things here like auto sum it, and we want to create, say, a sum at the bottom. This will create a new value that is a measure order quantity. We can also come in here and change what we'll see. We'll just call it OC. And what we want to do now is go over to our data. So let's go ahead and create a pivot chart and pivot table that are vertically. So we'll come in here. This is going to show up on the right side. So with our chart here, let's go ahead and add sales amount. You can also see that once this is going to be added, you got to remember that we extended the model with a couple different things, one called OC, and then we also have our calculated column 1 and 2. We'll leverage those a little bit later. Also, our date right now only shows up calendar year, which is the way that we wanted it to be. So in this, let's go ahead in here. Let's go ahead and add to this an English product name. So we'll get some more fidelity there. We could also do things like if you just wanted color, add that. You could add color to a slicer if you want. Or you could do things like if you want to have a promotion and you want to have a promotion name, you can put that in a slicer as well. So get your data sliced and diced. You can see there's also intelligence here because some of these are grayed out because there's intelligence knowing that there's no values for those when you have the data set that we have. So they're grayed out and they're not usable. And again, if you wanted to slice and dice, you could do that with a slicer here. Let's go down to our pivot table here. We're going to add something like calculated column 1. And we're going to add some multiple measures here to show you the value of adding things like spark lines and conditional formatting. So I'm going to go ahead and add a bunch of things to this UI here. Let's go ahead and add sales amount. And we've also got our measure, calculated measure here as well. And then what we're going to do is look at these, say, by product. So let's look at these values down here, perhaps by product or something else. If you want to look at, say, some customer values, we could do that as well. So what we're going to do next is we're going to take this and we're going to publish this into SharePoint. One of the nice features about Excel, too, is that you can take things and you can do conditional formatting on them if you want. So you can do data bars, for instance, or you can do things like spark lines. So let's go ahead and insert some spark lines here based on this data. This will give us a nice kind of a time series on this. Then we'll come in here and say File, Save and Send, and we're going to save it to SharePoint. I've got a SharePoint site here. What we're going to be able to do now is publish this entire model up to SharePoint. We're going to call this Book 4, and we're saving it up into SharePoint. I'll hit Save on that. So what we've done is we've published this up to Excel Services. This now lives on SharePoint, you can see. So we've got this nice Power Pivot gallery. Our slicers still work so that you're going to be able to slice and dice your data with these slicers. And those will go ahead and slice through both items here. We can also go back to our Power Pivot gallery. And the nice part about this new book, Book 4, is that it's going to allow us to look at it in multiple views as well as create a Power View type of report off of it. So you can see here's our Book 4. We can see it's got the ability to look through the different data sheets. And it's also got this nice Create Crescent Report link. So let's go ahead and click that. What it's going to do now is extract the BI semantic model out of that Book 4 that we published, and it's going to allow us to create lots of different nice artifacts on a Power Pivot report. So let's say Pivot to Power View Report 1. And what we can do now is this will come in here. We'll come in and from our, say, our territory, we'll look at things like our sales territory region. So just by clicking on that, it's going to pull that information onto the canvas. We can come in and if we want to, we can make that, say, a slicer. And what we can also do is click on the canvas again. That'll give us a blank slate. We can look at things like sales territory. And in this case, we'll look at our Fact Internet sales. We've got lots of different measures here that we created, so we'll come in and say look at sales amount. That sales amount can then be converted to something like a column chart. So that column chart can then be kind of resized if we want. You can maximize it if you want. You can also cross-filter by it. We'll do that in a second here. So let's go ahead and move that up here. Again, I'm going to click on the canvas one more time, and what we'll do now is we'll look at, say, we'll look at the region again. So let's go ahead to our region table, and we're going to come in here, we'll move this down a bit, and we're going to expand this out. And what we're going to do after that point is we're going to add some different values to that. So let's go ahead, resize this up a little bit. Again, it's nice that you can just kind of quickly resize things. And what we'll do is we'll go to our Fact Internet sales table, and we're going to do things like look at sales amount. We're going to look at, say, some calculated columns that we added. So this is going to be a bit more advanced. We're going to go to a scatter plot. And then we've got the ability to since we created this date table up top, we can go to calendar year drop that in, and what that's going to do is give us a play axis. That play axis can then be, you can hit the play button here, and you can see that kind of manifesting over time in your play axis. You can minimize this thing. You can also come in, if you want to sort by a specific value like United States or Australia, that's going to cross-filter as well. As you can pick on, say, France, click on that item here, and then again, you can maximize this, hit the play button. Another nice feature is if you wanted to and you came into, say, a reporting services report, you could add a data source to this report that is based on analysis services that would be something like the book four that you just uploaded. So that can also act as a data source for other types of items. And so hopefully this gives you a nice 360-degree view of Power View. And feel free to ping me with any questions again. This is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft, and I appreciate your time.